Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Our next segment is about a remarkable community resource. There's just one catch. It's not yet built. But if Damian Buchman has his way, it will be, and within the next couple of years. But let's take a step back. In fact, step is the operative word, because the people for whom the Ability Center will be most useful can take a step neither forward nor back without help. Buchman himself suffered from childhood cancer and almost lost both legs, but he grew up to be an active, athletic adult and wanted to give others the opportunity as well. His vision is to build a community sports center for people of all abilities, disabled and able-bodied. Buchman tells Lake Effect's Bonnie North that the Ability Center is based on the concept of reverse inclusion.
We live in a world where we build things that are supposedly accessible for those with disabilities through the ADA code of law. The Ability Center is really about being inclusive and designed universally for people with disabilities while inviting in the able-bodied public. So it's a complete paradigm shift of the way we see things and build things today. And actually, if something works for those with disabilities, it absolutely works for those who are the able-bodied public.
So now the Ability Center is... it's a gym, right? Is that the basic idea?
Yeah. Yeah. Gym sounds pretty generic. Yeah. But the vision is actually the first of its kind in the U.S. It entails 230,000 square feet. And to put that in perspective, it's like the size of a super Walmart. And it's about fitness. It's about athletics, swimming, running, the whole bit. It's more of an athletic facility with a fitness component versus which you'll see in most fitness areas are a fitness facility that happen to have a court. So we're kind of the reverse of that.
So the idea is to get everybody doing something physical.
Absolutely. Everybody having access and opportunity to that same level of being fit, active, and healthy that their able-bodied peers do. And that's exactly what the basis is behind the vision of the Ability Center, is giving that same daily opportunity that says, I don't want to have to go at the time that's scheduled for me for my practice or a program or whatever that is. It's 1 o'clock. I'm on the couch. I'm bored. I want to go now. And that's what the Ability Center's goal is a daily opportunity to be fit, active, healthy, and to play.
Besides some of the obvious reasons why people with disabilities can't do that, what are some of the things that are there that are obstacles that we who are able-bodied might not realize?
I think, essentially we as an organization and myself have boiled it down to two words, and that's two that I've already mentioned, which is access and opportunity. So it's first of all very important that you have access to the necessary adaptive equipment to use, and that could be whether it's a physical disability or an intellectual disability, that you actually have access to the equipment that's modified to your special needs, whether that's athletic equipment, cardio equipment, or strength equipment. But then once you have access to that, you have to have the opportunity to use it. So there's great organizations out there like the Challenge Athletes Foundation that gives grants to people with physical disabilities to get, say, a prosthetic running leg, to get a wheelchair, a sport athletic wheelchair to use. But it doesn't matter if they have that wheelchair or that leg if they don't have a place to use it. So that's where opportunity comes in. The Ability Center giving that option, that space, that accessible, inclusive, affordable space to actually use the equipment that either you have yourself or that we would provide for you at the Ability Center.
Now, what about the people who will be working there? Is there special training that goes into working with athletes who have disabilities?
What the Ability Center will have is not just a personal trainer, but that personal trainer would first be experienced in recreational therapy and or physical therapy, and then on top of that, have the accreditation to be a personal trainer. So they first understand the body and needs of somebody with some form of disability or a special need more than they understand the general human body and the way that that works in its perfection and completion and just the idea of the concept of an able body, then this is the way it was supposed to work. So they would have the knowledge of special needs of individuals before they had the knowledge of just how to train a normal working body, if you will.
Do you see this as being, you said, sort of an athletic center first? Mm-hmm. Are you imagining teams? Are you imagining some sort of Ability Center, uniform that people will be wearing going out into the community?
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. I mean, within the Ability Center and within our DNA lives collaboration. So one of the biggest things that we're not doing and our focus is not going to be is to reinvent the wheel. We want to enhance the wheel that already exists. There's already great organizations out there like Special Olympics, Milwaukee Recreation, Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association. These are organizations that are providing adaptive services to people with disabilities, but they don't have the space and time to do it, let's say, during normal business hours, you know, slash 18 hours a day. So we want organizations like that to come in, use our affordable, accessible, inclusive space in the Ability Center and actually enhance the programming that they already offer. So we do envision teams. You may have seen the Guinness commercial recently that came out. And we've been very flattered by the number of people who have tagged us on Facebook or emailed or asked us if we saw it because they are starting to understand what the Ability Center is about. In that commercial, there's a bunch of gentlemen playing wheelchair basketball. And at the end of their wheelchair basketball space, all but one stand up after their game. So all these able-bodied individuals were actually playing with their one disabled friend, and they had the first opportunity to play together because that's the same concept of the Ability Center. We would have accessible equipment there that whether you're able-bodied or disabled, you could get in and use, and now everybody has the chance to be on a level playing field and play together. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for that recreational space, that opportunity where you can just come and play. Because most adaptive sports are competitive. And believe me, I'm uber competitive. But in any demographic, there isn't a large percentage of individuals who want to be competitive, who want to have to practice a couple nights a week, who want to travel around the country to have to play. So they really just are looking for that same opportunity to just recreate and just have fun.
Social leagues.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely social leagues. I used to run a sports facility in Waukesha. It's what my professional career was. And we provided the opportunity for youth volleyball, youth basketball, adult volleyball. And they had the choice of multiple hours a night, multiple days a week to come and play and be in these social leagues. When I realized that that opportunity isn't out there for people with disabilities, I started to have a sincere problem with that and say, this is a problem that's easily solvable. We just need the space to give them.
So where is this space going to be?
You know, we're hoping to build in Milwaukee County, potentially somewhere around the medical campus in Wauwatosa is the goal. More than anything, because it doesn't matter how accessible a building is that you make or you build, if people can't access it, they have to be able to get there. And while it's on the outskirts of Milwaukee County, it's still within the confines, and it's off of the heaviest traveled bus line for the transit system. And then there's the transit plus van line system that people with disabilities use. And so they would be able to access the campus through that as well. So in the entirety of southeastern Wisconsin, there's 190,000 people who report a disability. 100,000 of those in that seven-county radius are in Milwaukee County. So it's vitally important that we're in Milwaukee County to serve the most need and fulfill our mission, but also to be accessible to that transportation piece and start to eliminate barriers. So, you know, Milwaukee County Transit goes all over Milwaukee County, but the question starts to become, how many transfers does one have to make from bus to bus to bus until they can actually get to that location? So being somewhere near the medical campus would actually eliminate numerous needs for transfers. And it would also be a one transfer from Waukesha County Transit to Milwaukee County Transit for Waukesha County individuals in order to access the Ability Center.
How close are you to actually breaking ground?
Our timeline right now is we're going to be launching our capital campaign somewhere between the spring and fall of 2014. We hope to then break ground in the spring of 2015 and be open by the summer of 2016.
Okay, so pretty ambitious.
Pretty ambitious, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And how has support been so far?
The support has been great, truthfully. People are looking for that one big domino to fall, and once that falls, it's literally that dominoes thereafter. Philanthropists out there, community leaders see the vision, understand the vision, believe that there's a tremendous need for it. We recently had a conversation with a community leader who nailed it on the head when he said the Ability Center could be a jewel in Milwaukee's crown, and he couldn't be more right. The vision of this is not just about an athletic and a fitness center and a place for people to play, but ultimately to collaborate with an institution such as the Milwaukee Regional Medical Center to conduct research on how do we train people with disabilities, to become the ultimate goal to actually Ability Center certify locations around the country. So, you know, at times I've likened the vision of the Ability Center to the March of Dimes, right? March of Dimes was founded to cure polio. They did that. And then they found a new cause. I look at the Ability Center much like that. If we are able to Ability Center certify, whether it's Wisconsin Athletic Clubs or YMCAs of the world or the Gold's Gyms of the world or the 24-Hour Fitnesses of the world, where they become more accessible to their community and those with disabilities in their community, that pushes our members out of the Ability Center doors, we would have fulfilled our mission.
Why do you think that this has not been approached in this way nationally before? Why is Milwaukee on the forefront here? Is that you?
Interesting question. To some degree, I believe it's me. You know, the backstory with me is I actually have an ambulatory disability myself from childhood cancer. I'm 1 in a billion survivor of my diagnosis. I've had 32 surgeries since I was 13 years old, 22 knee replacements and revisions since that time as well. I live in the possibility every day of my life of becoming a bilateral above knee amputee. And that's where the passion and the drive and the vision comes for the Ability Center. I was eventually, after a surgery, forced into wheelchair sports. For a while, I was able to play and manipulate the little bit of ability I did have standing up to play volleyball. When I finally had a surgery to be in less pain than I was currently in, that took away a lot of my ability. And so I was forced for the first time to get in a wheelchair and play wheelchair sports. And I fell in love. And then that's when I realized the opportunity for me to play anytime was existing for me to play volleyball was no longer an option. It was unacceptable. It was not okay. So to some degree, I think the vision of the Ability Center and myself as its founder are the driving force, certainly in Milwaukee. And sometimes it takes that dreamers that's not okay with the status quo. I recently watched the Steve Jobs movie, Jobs, and I was not aware of his quote where he made a comment, something along the lines of, the people who are crazy enough to believe they can change the world are the ones who usually do. And that's so true. That's so true. I have for 4 years held this space that the vision of the Ability Center can change the world. I have for 4 years held the space that the purpose of my survivorship, where doctors thought from Milwaukee here at Children's Milwaukee right here to Sloan Kettering Memorial in New York, didn't think that I would make it to my 15th birthday. And because I've made it to my 35th birthday and beyond and here coming up, I absolutely believe that my purpose of survivorship is to deliver this vision of the Ability Center. And it's hard to stop somebody who has a belief.
And, you know, Damien, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll come back when it opens. And maybe we'll do a tour around and talk to some people who actually are coming in to play some sports.
I think it would be amazing, right? It would be great to get you in a wheelchair and kind of discover what some of this accessibility stuff is we're talking
access. To me, that's the interesting part, too, is getting able-bodied people to understand what you both lose and gain.
Absolutely. Well, sometimes we talk about the wheelchair, or the sport wheelchair, for example, and we liken it to a pair of shoes. So in order for a general able-bodied individual to play basketball, they need a $50 to $100 pair of shoes. Well, that pair of shoes for somebody with a physical disability is $2,500. Who's got $2,500 in their back pocket to buy that pair of shoes?
Yeah, not
we want to be able to support that. We want to be able to provide that there at the Ability Center for anybody to get in and try.
Well, again, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for coming in today.
No, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Damien Buchman is founder and executive director of the Ability Center. He spoke with Bonnie North. There is more information about the center's plans at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Keep listening. We'll take a trip to Madison and a unique historical and reflective Christmas tree display when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.